They get roused from their beds at all hours of the night and head into the backcountry to sweep swollen rivers or traverse steep snowfields in search of lost hikers. Search and rescuers in Salt Lake County give a lot of their time every year trying to help people in a backcountry crisis.
Just today, they recovered the body of Utah State University student Amanda Marie Casero from the base of the cliff near a secret lake in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Now, the New Jersey native had apparently gone hiking alone only to lose her footing and tumble to her death.
Heartbreaking case. Highlights some often overlooked dangers in the so-called urban wilderness of the Wasatch Mountains. Salt Lake County Search and Rescue Commander Alan Bergstrom says there are some takeaways from what happened.
The real one is just don't hike alone. I mean, you just cannot predict what's going to happen. You have more fun when you have someone to talk to, but if you're going to go trail run or something, I understand that people want to do that, but that's just putting yourself at risk, and especially if you haven't communicated where you're going. It could take us a long time. If you'd imagine the car in this parking lot, and if that's all we knew, which is many times all we know, there are tons of destinations from this parking lot. So it would be a huge search.
That is also why Bergstrom preaches staying on established trails.
If you stay on the trail, certainly you're safer, but there's always a chance of rolling an ankle or seeing a perfect view that you want to go get, and now you put yourself at risk. We're fortunate up here that we get cell phone signals in most places. So I was up hiking yesterday by myself, but I had my cell phone with me, and I just texted my wife and said, you know, I'm going to this location. And then I said, oh, changed my mind, I'm going to this location. So she knew where I was.
But he says phones are far from foolproof in the backcountry.
You wouldn't believe how many times we get a call from the mountain saying I'm lost, and then the phone goes dead and they don't have batteries. Because they've texted all their friends and they've sent all the pictures, and now they're getting around to, you know, giving somebody a location. Fortunately, often we can ping the signal from the phone and we can get a GPS coordinate, and so it'll give us some help. But in the mountains, that can be wrong sometimes too.
Now, Bergstrom says if you choose to hike alone, or even if you go out in a group, consider investing in a GPS locator beacon.